Thank you for coming to the announcement meeting for Yamaha's new medium-term management plan. Let me take this opportunity to thank you for continuing to support our company. Without further ado, let me give you an outline of our new medium-term management plan. Let me first talk about the front cover. The title of this midterm management plan is Make Waves 1.0. The previous midterm plan was called Next Stage 12, which meant that we wanted to step into a new stage and reach 12% in OP margin after we climbed the stairs all the way up. This time, we have a new Yamaha brand promise called Make Waves. We want to make a new start by placing these words side by side with the company name Yamaha. The new midterm plan covers the first year and first period of this stage, so we have used this name for our new midterm plan. Now let me go into the details. Before going into the new midterm plan, I would like to do a quick review of the previous midterm management plan, Next Stage 12. As you can see here, our target was 12% operating income ratio, 10% level of ROE, and 200 yen level of EPS. We are currently estimating that the operating income ratio, ROE and EPS will all achieve the targets. The net sales, however, will fall short. This is mainly because audio equipment and the other segment will fall short of guidance. However, the operating income showed very strong growth in the musical instruments segment, which was enough to cover the shortfall in audio equipment and the other segments. Therefore, we maintained our original forecast and in the end exceeded our OP margin target of 12%. We are implementing four key strategies that have progressed largely as planned. However, I should point out that some areas didn't go so well, such as net sales, as I mentioned before, and in addition, cost reduction. Although we made progress in improving efficiency, procurement costs of materials and components fell short of target. Due to mainly macro factors, we were unable to meet our targets. However, the profitability of musical instruments in general improved, and the SG&A was controlled enough to cover the shortfall, and we were ultimately able to achieve our operating income target. These days, the concept of total shareholder return, or TSR, is considered important to investors. Since that is the case, if we look back at what we accomplished in terms of TSR, we returned 168% over this 3-year period. This page shows what we wanted to look like as a company after 10 years when we announced our previous midterm plan. We are showing this information again because recently, social value creation is addressed in integrated reports as a mission that enterprises need to achieve in addition to enhancing corporate value. That is why we put our thoughts onto this slide for you to look at in detail later. This is our outlook for the business environment. This is the underlying assumption of our new midterm management plan. In our last plan, our main focus was regional macroeconomic factors and market projections, and while they are still important, this time we are giving more focus on major changes that are happening in the world. We wanted to see the world from a bigger perspective, and these are our thoughts. I'm sure this is common sense to you. That is, the acceleration of digitalization will bring about many transformations. Not only will there be changes in customers' lifestyle, but also changes in industrial structures. As industrial change takes place, consumer lifestyles and values will change as well. In addition, awareness about sustainability is rising all over the world. These are points that we feel should be recognized by the company's management as we carry out various activities. This is the general backdrop to our plan. This is the positioning of the new midterm management plan. We had targets for every 3 years up till this year. At the very bottom is the plan for 2010 to 2013. This was a time when the yen appreciated very sharply and brought many challenges to Yamaha. In this phase, Yamaha rebuilt its business platform. After accomplishing that, we aim to enhance our earning power during the period covered by the next midterm plan and targeted an OP margin of 7%. Since we were able to exceed that target, we decided to go to the next level and rewrote our future vision. To achieve our vision, we focused on enhancing our brand power during the last midterm management plan. With this plan, we ended up at 12.5% OP margin based on the Japanese accounting standard. Actually, Yamaha will change the accounting standard to the International Accounting Standard, IFRS, from this fiscal year. Therefore, we have written the results based on both standards. The standards use different calculations. In IFRS, the operating income includes the so-called extraordinary profit and loss. By excluding extraordinary profit and loss, we can see the operating income based on the Japanese standard, which we want to see for internal purposes. This is the core operating income ratio. This number excludes the extraordinary profit and loss from the IFRS-based OP margin. If we recalculate that number to IFRS, we get 11.9%. This is where we will start from. With this level as a base, we want to grow to 13.8%. The basic strategy this time is to enhance our brand power, and we want to develop closer ties with the customers and society. In this digital era, there are many ways of doing that. We can use many tools. We will make use of those tools and enhance them for better value creation. We have been saying that we want to make products that reflect Yamaha's values and offer new value propositions, so our strategy is to enhance our capability toward that end. This time, we have laid out not only financial but also non-financial targets, as well as target levels of investment and shareholder return. Our targets will be made up of these three pillars. First of all, if we look at financial targets, we want to achieve a core operating income ratio of 13.8%, as I mentioned before. This means that compared to the estimate for March 2019, there should be an improvement of roughly 2 points. Our ROE target is 11.5%. In order to achieve 11.5%, we will carry out various measures and improve capital efficiency. With regard to EPS, the previous midterm plan aimed for the level of 200 yen. We think we will end up at 220 yen. Based on that, this time we will aim for the level of 270 yen as our target. It goes without saying that these numbers or financials constitute the basis of our share price. Therefore, we are looking additionally at the price-earning ratio this time. What is a suitable multiple is a question that is linked to our future growth potential and brand value. Non-financial targets are also considered important by the management, so we will carry out various initiatives with that in mind. This time, we have wrote down here three financial and non-financial targets. Increase corporate brand value by 1.3 times. Corporate brand value can be measured in various ways and is difficult to calculate. Every year, a company called Interbrand calculates and announces the brand value of both global and domestic companies in Japan. Therefore, we want to use that as an indicator. The current brand value of our company is estimated to be worth $1.2 billion. We want to carry out various activities in order to raise this by 30%. However, I need to add that unlike other companies, Yamaha's brand alone is valued as a sum of Yamaha Corporation and Yamaha Motor, which is an exceptional case in Interbrand. This is because even Interbrand has a hard time separating the two companies, which means that general customers see Yamaha and Yamaha Motor as one and the same company, since we are sharing the brand. Furthermore, we look at our business from a very different angle, which is the promotion of musical instrument education in emerging markets. This will not lead to immediate earnings growth during the midterm plan period. On the contrary, it will lead to more expenses. But by carrying out these initiatives, we can increase our social value in society and create future customers for our business. Therefore, this is an area where we want to invest in proactively. During the previous midterm plan, we were targeting 100,000 participants, but in the end achieved 230,000. So for the coming three-year period, we will accelerate the growth and aim for 1 million participants. We also have a target that is related to sustainability. Lastly, with regard to investment, we used to talk about a payout ratio of 30%, but from now on, we will use the concept of total return ratio instead and return 50% to shareholders in order to strike a good balance between investment and shareholder return. That is the gist of the new midterm plan. Here we talk about corporate value. Raising corporate value is our aim as well as our job. There are various ways to calculate corporate value. The simplest way to represent corporate value is our market capitalization. Of course, the share price fluctuates based on various factors, so we cannot equate market cap to corporate value. Having said that, in the long run, we think that the two should converge, so we want to be conscious of the market cap as a target value or indicator. Right now, it exceeds 1 trillion yen, and so we want not just to maintain, but steadily increase this level. We think that as a result of all these activities, we will be able to achieve a higher market capitalization. How then will we raise the core operating income ratio to the level of 14%? We have illustrated our thoughts in this diagram. One way is to reduce spending by raising productivity. This is something we have continued to do in the past. It is once again an important policy in our new midterm plan. In addition, this part in the middle, where it says overwhelming market presence, means that we will utilize our market presence as our strength. Based on that, we will carry out optimal pricing as we have done in the past. Optimal pricing will be pursued even more rigorously with the recognition that there is still more that we can do in various areas. The basis for that belief is our market share. Our market share in pianos is 37%, digital musical instruments 50%, and wind instruments 32%. The share of pianos is still growing. Based on this situation, we want to become a strong market leader. That is the first point. Furthermore, our business has a very high marginal profit ratio. If we steadily grow revenues, we can grow profits at the same time. Since our marginal profit ratio is high, the profit margins will rise as well. Another point is offering unique products and services. By continuously offering products and services that no other company can offer, we want to build a solid earnings foundation while becoming a price leader in this area as well. With these three main pillars, we want to improve our gross margin and reduce costs in order to achieve the 2-point improvement in the core operating income ratio. Let's look at each segment. Musical instruments will continue to be the main driver for improving profitability. Currently, musical instruments' core operating income ratio is 14.1%, which may sound unfamiliar to you since it is converted to IFRS. We think we can grow this number to 16.5%. Audio equipment and IMC are still behind musical instruments when it comes to profitability, but they are important segments for us to expand. So we will target growth in business scale in audio equipment and IMC. Having said that, our marginal profit ratio is high, so top line growth will certainly lead to better profitability. This slide makes it easier to understand. Net sales will grow by 7% for musical instruments. The market growth is about 6%, so we are aiming to grow slightly faster than the general market. Audio equipment, in particular commercial audio equipment, was able to continue double-digit growth during the period of the previous midterm plan. We will definitely maintain that pace and grow by this rate, although last time there were negative factors in other areas which kept us from achieving the target for the audio equipment segment as a whole. IMC and others is still small. The lessons we learned this time was that it's taking longer to sow the seeds than expected. In the previous midterm plan, we thought we could grow the business during the first 2 years and start to see the fruit from the third year. But especially in the automotive industry, more time was required for certification than we thought. We are making steady progress internally, but we still need some more time. Having said that, we still maintain our expectation that it will become our next driver of growth. Regional growth looks like this. 25% growth in China may seem rather low compared to our previous midterm plan. Indeed, we grew by about 40% during the previous midterm plan. However, we think that the growth in pianos cannot stay where it is now and will start to slow down, which is why we are forecasting this growth rate. On the other hand, guitars and digital pianos are growing very steadily. However, acoustic pianos comprise a big portion of our piano business in China, so we think that growth in China on the whole will look more like this. It says 15% growth in emerging markets. Due to varying situations between markets, it's hard to predict, but generally, as GDP grows in each country, people's incomes will grow also, and more people will move up into the middle class. We want to capture that growth. With regard to core operating income, we are projecting 52 billion yen. 55 billion yen is the operating income in JGAAP, which is equivalent to 52 billion yen of core operating income in IFRS. From here, we will carry out various reforms of the similar magnitude as before. Investment was assumed during the last midterm plan, but this time we want to do more serious investment for our future. That is how we will get to 65 billion yen. This is the gist of our plan. This is the image that we have. Key strategies. Last time, we also said we have four key strategies. The first is to grow more customers. The second is to create new value propositions that is unique to Yamaha. The third is cost reduction and enhancing the business foundation with an eye to becoming more globalized. We have been especially focused on developing a global administrative function. But since that is now more embedded in our business, we didn't feel we need to write it down. So this part also covers global administration as well, and we need to become more intelligent in both these areas. Instead, we have put, as our fourth pillar, contribution to society through our business. We want to put this in the forefront in order to create new businesses or create new fans of Yamaha in the future. This fourth pillar will not generate profits during this midterm plan period, but in the mid to long term, we think it will contribute to raising our corporate value. Therefore, these three pillars will be the drivers for improving profitability.
The first is to develop closer ties with the customers. Until now, we have aimed to achieve broader and deeper ties, but we would also like to seek longer ties. As we think about it, we offer music lessons for the zero-year-old infants and up, and a growing number of older people are now hoping to learn to play the guitar or the saxophone after their retirement. We do have products and services that can cater to the lifelong needs of the customers, but we had only pursued them as dots until now. By understanding the diverse needs of the customers better, we can contribute to the enhancement of the lifetime value. And the second point here is relevant to what I said earlier. The left bar on this chart is China and the right bar is India. Over time, the darker colored parts indicating higher income earners are increasing. The expansion of the middle class means that there is a greater number of potential customers for us, so we would like to make sure to capture the opportunity and turn them into our customers. And finally, the expansion of the business domains means to make it broader. We already have an almost complete lineup in the musical instruments business, but we can do more and develop new products in the audio equipment business and the industrial machinery and components business. The first point is to reinforce the customer interface, and it is needless to stress the importance. We have always wanted to enhance the lifetime value, but we didn't have a good customer data platform to support it. Now we are going to set up a good system. Of course, it is going to be implemented phase by phase, which means that we're going to start the data management from the high-ticket customers and extend to many others thoroughly, so that we can provide a better value proposition throughout their lifetime in a more systematic way. Another thing we'd like to do is the direct marketing. Until now, we have mainly communicated our value proposition to the customers through the dealers, but we'd like to communicate more directly. It's not like we have not done it at all, but we think we can do much better. And by enhancing it, we would like the customers to take a greater notice of Yamaha so that we can send more traffic to the dealers. We would like to enhance the mechanism much more. Of course, we would utilize e-commerce as well, but some of the products that we offer requires actual trying or playing before making a purchase decision. In that regard, so-called omni-channel approach might be more relevant in some of the product categories, so we'd like to enhance that too. Now, as for China, the piano growth might be slowing down, but we can expect to increase the market share further. That is because, even though there are two major Chinese piano brands, the rest of the local players are losing out in the market. Throughout the previous midterm plan period, Yamaha had been successfully winning the market share from those weaker brands, and by continually capturing the opportunity in the market, we believe we can increase the market share further. And the digital pianos and guitars are achieving a substantial growth. We would like to accelerate the growth further. On top of that, with the sales network expansion and many other efforts, we believe we can achieve 25% sales growth in China over the 3 years. On the other hand, in India, a new factory started the operation from this April. The production volume will be ramped up gradually, and some exclusive models for the market will be manufactured here. So we believe we can achieve 50% sales growth in India over the 3 years. Likewise, in the other markets, with the growth of GDP per capita, their basic food and clothing needs are getting satisfied, and now they are moving on to the phase to enrich their cultural life. By offering the products that would match their needs, we believe we can grow our business in those markets too. As for the expansion of the business domains, like I said earlier, in the audio equipment and in-vehicle components, we can offer many more products. The dark color domains are what we have already been doing, and we'd like to expand them further. There is a bigger market, and a bigger market, of course, means a greater competition too, but we can leverage on Yamaha's technical strength, which I will explain hereafter, by offering various differentiated products that utilize our unique technology, we would like to win more customers. To enhance the technology, we opened a new innovation center and gathered all the engineers and designers here. We're already beginning to see an active communication among them, which are leading to the exchange of interesting ideas. We'd like to foster and convert those ideas into a high-quality customer experience, which we are committed to offer. In fact, as shown in this diagram, Yamaha has many different technologies. Not just using them respectively, we would like to combine them. And not simply combining them, we would also like to enhance the technology with a sensibility, which is also very important. Taking 130 years, we had developed the sensibility. And by combining the sensibility with the technology, we believe we can come up with very interesting products. And that sensibility has been accumulated over years, and Yamaha can now engage in scientific approaches too. For instance, what is a good sound or not, or which one resonates or not? We can now verify them in a more scientific manner. By utilizing such unique capability, we would like to work on developing new products. Another thing is AI. Some people might say that the musical instruments must be played by humans and not by AI, but we are beginning to see its usefulness in the R&D process. It can contribute to the creation of a new sound source, and we would like to utilize AI in many different ways. One another possible application of AI is to assist the customers when they are playing a musical instrument. As such, we'd like to study the potential of AI further so as to utilize it in many new areas. This is what I already mentioned, but it is the matter related to our platform. The driver of the profitability should not just be the operational division, and based on such an understanding, we are thinking of various things, including the development of a customer data platform. The current supply chain also has great rooms for improvement. We would like to implement a one-through SCM system so that we can track the whole process. We also often hear about digital transformation nowadays, and we would of course like to utilize this in our process reforms too. The enhancement of the productivity. When we had discussed the cost, it was mostly about the manufacturing department. Of course, manufacturing would continue to play a major role in that regard, but there are many other ways to improve the productivity. When we try to optimize the pricing, we tend to think about enhancing added values or improving the gross profit margin. But by optimizing the price holistically, we can lower the overall cost ratio, and that is one of the perspectives we can use. Or by changing the ways of using the expense, we might learn new ways to improve the profitability. As such, we expanded the scope. The actual plans are described here, namely the cost reduction at the factories. While there would be some labor cost increase, we can benefit from process reallocations, and we are aiming to reduce 5.5 billion yen in net. The last midterm aimed for 8 billion yen reduction, so you might think it's lower, but the parts procurement costs are still high, even though it's getting lower than before. So we must still anticipate a high level, at least for another year. And also, even though the reduction target for the past 3 years was 8 billion yen, the actual reduction is likely to be about 5 billion yen. So we use that as a base and add a little more in making the plan. And finally, this is not something that would contribute to an immediate revenue improvement, but we believe such social activities are important. Especially in the ESG, there are S and E. And we'd like to namely like to value the cultural aspect, which might fall into the category of S. We'd like to contribute to the sustainability of the music culture around the world. And we strongly believe that is Yamaha's mission and commitment. We also believe that it would lead to the improvement of our profitability in the future. We have some plans, such as the promotion of our music schools, the launch of various new models, and the enhancement of the school project to increase the number of participating students. And in addition to that, in Southeast Asia, the portable keyboards are growing very well, and the driver is not the Western music. It's actually the ethnic folk music that they would like to play. And the portable keyboards are very useful because the portable keyboards are equipped with various different sounds. They are actually quite useful in playing various different ethnic groups' folk music. This is an insight that we are beginning to notice. So as we try to localize various different musical instruments in different markets, we'd like to cater more to such local needs. That should also lead to the growth of our revenues. Regarding the environment, we use a lot of timbers and various precious resources, so we must think about the future sustainability well enough. Otherwise, we would not be able to produce our products in the future, so we'd like to seriously respect the sustainability. Rather than spending a lot of cost, we'd like to involve the local people in such activities so that they would understand that it would also profit them. And by thinking about the solutions together, we'd like to work on establishing an autonomous, sustainable model continually. The next is our business strategies. First, in the musical instrument business, the top priority is to improve the profitability. In the net sales, we believe the digital musical instruments will be the biggest driver. Especially the digital pianos achieved a big growth during the last midterm period. It also contributed to the profitability improvement, and this trend is expected to continue. As for the core operating income, we're expecting a good improvement in the sales and the gross margin, but we'd also like to take into consideration the strategic expenditure. In the pianos business, we're heavily relying on China, but we think we can achieve further market share in China. At the same time, by promoting the premium pianos thoroughly, we can improve the brand equity as well. The digital musical instruments. In fact, we have both the acoustic pianos and the digital pianos. We'd like to leverage on that strength and also incorporate the signal processing, the scientific sensitivity evaluation, AI, and many other technology so that our new products would always have an overwhelming advantage over the competing products continually. Moreover, with regards to the portable keyboards, by launching products that would match the local musical needs more, we would like to increase the sales, namely in Asian countries. Next is the guitars. Actually, this is a product category that achieved the highest growth during the previous midterm period. Yamaha's guitar market share had been relatively low compared against other musical instruments, so we were eager to capture the big growth opportunity. Especially the performance of our subsidiary in the United States improved very much, and our business in China grew remarkably well. So, we'd like to enhance their activities further. We'd also like to raise the price range one notch higher. Now in China, the mid-range and high-range products are selling well, so we would like to spread the best practices to the other markets too. As for the wind, string, and percussion instruments, they have been doing steadily well. We are collaborating with top artists, and by promoting further convergence, we can expect a shower effect, so this is a category where we can expect a stable growth. Also, in the whole musical instruments business, we would like to introduce the concept of a lifetime value so that we could have a lifelong connection with the customers. Next is the audio equipment business. The profit is also important, but we would like to focus more on the net sales growth of the professional audio equipment. The CA has been continually achieving good growth, but one thing to note here is a sluggish growth of MIPA, the PA for musical instrument. Including the improvement of such business, we'd like to do better. As for the total solutions, our main focus has been the mixers, amplifiers, and speakers, but we could expand the scope much further, so we'd like to do it proactively. As for the AV products, you might know the recent trend better than I do, but the way the customers enjoy music has been changing rapidly. The manufacturers who are unable to catch up with the change of trends are withdrawing from the business one after another, but we managed to catch up despite some delays. And during the last midterm period, we established a new genre of the connected audio products. We'd like to make sure to grow this business. We are even determined to change the business portfolio in carrying out the plans. So our focus of the midterm is to make sure that it will be successful. As for the ICT devices, we have an outstanding domestic market share in the router business. But based on that, we would like to expand our opportunities in the peripheral LAN product range, such as switches and hubs. Not just the hardware, but there are a lot more software aspects to this business nowadays. So we'd like to meet the market needs precisely to attract and retain the customers. In the others, it may take much longer until we can see a substantial growth, but we are steadily working on these businesses. For instance, we are already contacting various manufacturers to seek opportunities, and we're getting positive feedbacks. We're hoping that such positive feedbacks will turn into actual business during the coming 3 years. Nowadays, the interior functions of the cars are about to change dramatically. Not just limiting our scope to the car audio systems, we would like to evolve further to offer a more integrated in-car solutions to meet the market needs. In order to do so, we should not just focus on the car audio technology, but utilize the technology to control the sound, including the noise reductions. With that, we would like to grow this business. So that concludes the outline of the business strategy. And finally, I'd like to touch on the investment, the return to shareholders, and the governance. As I said earlier, we'd like to set the total return ratio target at 50% for the coming 3 years on an accumulative basis. In fact, the actual total return of the last 3 years were also above 50%, but to set out a clear image, we decided to announce the target and make a commitment. Over the 3 years, we're expecting the operating cash flow, or the cash in, to be 160 billion yen, out of which we are going to use 90 billion yen for the investment and return the remaining 50% to the shareholders. The regular investment will be about 40 billion yen, which is the same as always. This is mainly the investment required to develop new products. As for the strategic investment, during the previous midterm period, we needed to spend for the R&D Innovation Center and some factory constructions. We also hoped to do some M&A, but we didn't, because we couldn't find the right candidates. And the remnant cash was returned to the shareholders. Over the coming 3 years, we would like to invest in various different areas likewise, so we allocated 50 billion yen for the strategic investment. As for the new factory investment, even though we have the land and we already built the first plant, we are likely to face a capacity shortage soon, so we need to invest in the additional plant construction. The production lines in the factories can also be automated further, so that will be another area to invest in, and there will be R&D investments. The other day, we made an announcement as one of the four companies to engage in the developmental project in Minatomirai, Yokohama, but we are not a real estate developer. Our objective is not to invest in the property to make money, but to make it our base in the greater Tokyo area. The key motive is to set up an R&D center there to attract young and excellent designers and engineers. Especially when we try to recruit international talents, the location of Hamamatsu could become a disadvantage. For instance, there are no international schools in Hamamatsu. So considering the future talent acquisition, we would like to have our office in the greater Tokyo. That is one area we'd like to invest in. We would also like to invest in the branding activities proactively so that we can shift our focus toward achieving the core operating income ratio of 20% in the future. Finally, the governance. The highlight here is that we would like to continually pursue and enhance aggressive and defensive governance. Thanks to you all, we were awarded the 2018 Grand Prize of the Corporate Governance of the Year Awards from the Japan Association of Corporate Directors. Of course, we would not be complacent with winning the award, but we'd continually endeavor to improve it. That concludes the overview of Yamaha's new midterm management plan. Thank you very much.